and you're listening to New England Public Radio. I'm Karine Jiri. Two investigations are underway involving a Massachusetts court judge accused of sexual harassment. Judge Thomas Estes of Northampton was until recently the presiding justice of the Eastern Hampshire District Court in Belchertown. He also supervised a drug court program in Pittsfield. But in August, Estes was reassigned to administrative duties with the Holyoke District Court. The trial court is not directly connecting Estes' reassignment to a sexual harassment complaint filed with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. But Berkshire Eagle investigative editor Larry Parnas says the move follows allegations from a former worker at the Pittsfield Drug Court with whom Estes had an affair.
A woman who had been hired to help start the drug court, her name is Tammy Cagle, a licensed clinical social worker. She entered into a consensual sexual relationship with the judge. The judge and the trial court don't dispute that. She says that over the course of months, she looked up to Estes as a mentor. And it wasn't until early this year, maybe after 6 months or so of a relationship, that she sought to break it off and finally did. And then she believes that she was let go from her position with the trial court in the drug court program because of that. The trial court says that the judge didn't supervise her work directly, that she worked for a private agency, which is true, the Behavioral Health Network in Springfield. So that's kind of where it stands. Both the trial court and her former employer say that they don't accept the grounds for her MCAD complaint of sexual harassment. But she asserts in the complaint that the judge's okay was needed for her hiring and that he oversaw her work and that he controlled her status in the position. But in countering that, the trial court says that the judge had no knowledge of plans by the private agency, Behavioral Health Network, to remove her from the position.
Now, you've mentioned that Estes is the subject of two investigations, one by the Mass Commission Against Discrimination and the other by the Commission on Judicial Conduct.
That's right, and they are separate. The Commission on Judicial Conduct was created in the late 70s as a way for there to be some review of judicial conduct. They look at more than 100 different complaints a year. I checked back on the 2016 annual report for the commission, and it's very seldom that they see issues like this, allegations of sexual harassment.
Has Judge Estes responded directly to the complaint?
No. He participated through the trial court in providing his account of what he experienced as the trial court judge and in acknowledging a relationship with Cagle. He did not file a separate response. I had him on the phone briefly on Saturday, and he said it wasn't a good time to talk about this.
So what happens next?
Well, I think, again, two tracks. The Commission on Judicial Conduct, that's a panel made up of 9 people, judges, lawyers, and regular people. I don't know what the time frame is for that, and they have many different ways they can go. They can have public or private resolutions to this. For the MCAD, that's a pretty busy agency, unfortunately, and it has its own timetable as well. The next step is for Cagle to respond to the assertions by both her former employer and the trial court, and then it's up to the MCAD to, basically a judicial process, to evaluate those responses and try to come to some sense of whether there was sexual harassment here and bias.
Larry Parnas is investigative editor for the Berkshire Eagle, and you're listening to New England Public Radio.